Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Brought to you by Associated Ophthalmologists.
Good morning, everyone. Father Fabian Moncada is with you, my co-pilot in this program, Wilfrido Matamoros, and we have Deb Cortez with us this morning. Welcome to Be Not Afraid. This will be an amazing moment and time, not only to pray, also to test the delightful presence of God through the different ministries that we are doing in our life. I also extend a welcoming to all our audience, all those who have been listening to this program. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your support. And thank you to be together as a Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I want to invite you to thinking that this kind of opportunities that the Lord provides us is an amazing goodness that we can enjoy together. The language is in a simple excuse. The culture is in a simple excuse. The heart and love from God is for everybody in universal manner. Before to moving on, I'd like to make a pause to doing our daily offering. I invited you in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will, since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And I also ask in the intercession of the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, to protect us, to guide us. And I ask in the blessing of our Lord in this morning, in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let's move into the Saint of the Day.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 23rd. Today we celebrate Saint Mary Ann Cope. Leprosy was one of the most dreaded diseases in 19th century Hawaii. But when Mother Mary Ann of Molokai looked into the eyes of someone suffering from the disease, she saw only the suffering face of Jesus. Born in Germany in 1838, she was a teen when her family immigrated to the U.S. and settled in Utica, New York. She entered the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis in Syracuse, became a teacher, and served as provincial. In 1883, Mother Mary Ann and six other sisters answered the call of the Hawaiian government to help serve people suspected of having leprosy. In 1888, she and two sisters went to Molokai, where they opened a home for women and girls. She also took charge of the home that Father Damien de Wooster had established for men and boys. Mother Mary Ann was a devoted servant and educator of the men and women under her care. She was their mother in every way. Mother Mary Ann continued her work for 30 years. At her beatification, she was praised as a witness to the beauty of the life of a true Franciscan. Pope Benedict XVI canonized her in 2012. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Welcome back. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid. I'd like to remind you that this program you can listen tonight at 9 p.m. and a Spanish version, No Tengas Miedo, Sundays, 10:30 a.m. Let's move into the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time. And this coming Sunday, the Gospel of Mark will be help us to understand in the chapter 1, verses 21st and 28, Jesus taught with authority. Do you believe that God's word has power to set you free from and to transform your life? When Jesus taught, he spoke with authority. He spoke the word of God as no one had spoken it before. When the rabbis taught, they supported their statements with quotes from other authorities. The prophets spoke with delegate authority. Thus says the Lord. When Jesus spoke, he needed no authorities to back his statements. He was authority incarnate, the word of God made flesh. When he spoke, God spoke. When he commanded, even the demons obeyed. Faith works through love and abounds in hope. St. Augustine remarked that faith is mighty, but without love, it profits nothing. The devils confess Christ, but lacking charity, it availed nothing. They said, "What have we to do with you?" They confess a sort of faith, but without love, hence they were devils. This is a tremendous, tremendous encouragement from God to us. Do not be afraid to proclaim Jesus Christ with authority in your life. Don't be ashamed to proclaim the victory of the goodness upon any kind of darkness, any kind of devils or evils attacks. The disturbance, the peaceful in your heart, mind, and the peaceful and a fruitful relationship between one to another. Faith is powerful, my dear brothers and sisters, but without love it profits us nothing. This is clear in 1 Corinthians 13. The scripture tells us that true faith works through love, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, and abounds in hope, Romans 15, 13. Our faith is made perfect in love because love orients us to the supreme good, which is God himself, as well as the good of our neighbor, who is created in the image and likeness of God. So important for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to use sin, the gift of the Holy Spirit that we receive the day of our baptism, using this presence of the third person of the Holy Trinity to moving on in harmony, despicable any kind of attendance of the devil attacks with him. Hope anchors our faith in the promises of God and purifies our desires for the things which will last for eternity. That is why the word of Christ has power to set us free from all that will keep us bound up in sin, deception, and despair. The Venerable Abbot in England said, contrast the power and authority of Jesus' word with the word of the devil. The devil, because he had deceived Eve with his tongue, is punished by the tongue, that the mighty do not speak. Is the authority of love, is the authority of freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is the good news for all of us. In fact, faith must be nourished by the word of God. Faith is both a free gift of God and a free assent of our will to the whole truth that God has revealed, to live, grow, and persevere in the faith to the end. We must nourish it with the Word of God. The Lord give us His Holy Spirit, the divine present, the divine host, to enlighten our minds that we may grow in His truth and in the knowledge of His great love for each of us. My dear brothers and sisters, let us ask in our Lord Jesus that Your Word is power and life. May we never doubt His love and mercy and the power of His Word that set us free and brings healing and restoration to body, mind, heart, and spirit. Be not afraid.
Hi, this is Alan Hunt from Dynamic Catholic. I speak all over the country, and whenever people ask me this question, I know the answer. Alan, where's your favorite place to speak? And I say, Iowa. I love coming to Iowa because you are some of God's finest people. And I'm going to be with you on Saturday, March 10th for the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference, West Des Moines at St. Francis of Assisi. I can't wait to be there. Go to iowacatholicradio.com to learn more about the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. You, me, together, Saturday, March 10th, iowacatholicradio.com.
Thank you, Mi Patria Ecuadorian Restaurant, for underwriting Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada. Mi Patria is Iowa's only authentic Ecuadorian restaurant. For 7 years, Mi Patria has been serving traditional Ecuadorian dishes such as arroz con pollo, churrasco, ceviche, and hornado con mote. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Mi Patria is the heritage of Ecuadorian flavor in the heart of the Midwest, located at 1410 22nd Street in West Des Moines, 515-222-2755.
Ladies, our next Mosaic Luncheon will feature Cindy Shaw, co-director of the Emmaus House. She will offer us a look into the ministries of Emmaus House, its history, and an overview of Ignatian spirituality. The luncheon will be on Thursday, February 8th at St. Mary's of Nazareth Church in Des Moines. Doors open at 11:30, and the lunch and program go from 12 to 1. Join us for food, fellowship, and an inspiring presentation. Reserve your seat today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150 and make your souls active in Christ.
The path towards priesthood looks different for each person. I'm Father Ross Parker, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines, and my journey started in elementary school and included college and coaching before I ever entered seminary. You may be in high school or college or working at a great job. If you would like to talk about what that path to priesthood might look like for you, give me a call at 515-237-5050 or online at vocationsonline.com.
Welcome back. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid. And today we have Deb Cortez with us. I'd like to extend welcome to Deb. And her husband Pedro is not present, but he's in spirit with us today.
Yes.
Welcome, Deb.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come and visit with you.
Thank you very much. So I'd like to ask you to give us a little bit introduction about your family life.
Okay. Thanks. I grew up here in West Des Moines. I went to elementary school at Sacred Heart, and back in the days when Father Bertagli was there as one of the pastors. And then from Sacred Heart School, I went to Waukee High School, and that was in the days when Waukee High School was still a 1A school, very, very small. From there, I went to the University of Iowa to study medicine, I was able to begin my classes there at the University of Iowa in Spanish, too, because of the classes that I had had at Waukee High School. I really enjoyed Spanish. Somehow it came really easy to me, and so I think that was a gift of God. So then along with my pre-med classes, I was taking Spanish as a major in college. Between my junior and senior year at the University of Iowa, then there was a trip planned for everyone who was majoring in Spanish to Mexico, a summer trip to just kind of get to know the culture along with the language. When I was in Mexico, I thought, well, I do want to do some work in the medical field while I'm here to put that on my resume for medical school, or it ended up that I went to PA school. And so while I was there, they said, okay, if you want to also work or do some volunteer hours in the medical field, then you'll need to speak to Dr. Cortez, who is the medical director of the Red Cross. So I thought, well, that's good. Maybe I'll meet him someday. And it just so happened that I met him then the very next day. He was there at the medical school, and he was introduced to me. And he said, well, what is it that you want? And I said, I just want to get some hours in that I can put it on my application that I have done some work in the Red Cross here. And he said, great. He at that time was finishing up his residency in OB-GYN. And he said, come and you can help deliver some babies with me here. And so that was exciting to me. We went and just waited for babies to be born, and then I experienced that watching him. But at the same time, we became very good friends, and he brought me to his home. And the same respect and love that he had for his patients was the respect and love that he had for his parents, his brother and his sister, and everybody around him. So then at that point, I was able to see that the Mexican culture is really built around family, which I loved. We wanted, I said to Pedro, well, you know, can I go to see the church where your sister was married? And he said yes. And I soon realized that the whole family was talking, because it would not be Pedro and myself going to visit the church. It would be the whole family. Getting together to go to the church and to see that. So from then on, I realized nothing happens alone there. It's a family situation.
That is an amazing story. And it's how the Lord working in mysterious ways,
mm-hmm.
to discover that magnificent experience through the discipline like medicine, to the human experience in a foreign land, but especially also moving hearts to working together according to God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very nice description. So tell us about it. How is this accomplished realities between American culture and Hispanic culture? For how long you have been married?
We've been married. This will be our 30th year.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. How mm-hmm. many siblings?
We have 5 kids.
Oh, my gosh. Good.
Yeah. The kids are all grown now, so it's just an even deeper experience for us now, because we are back to being just him and I. Our kids are out of the house now.
Good. So that experience, that bicultural experience in terms of faith, how we can read in your present time, living with Pedro in a completely American context, attending also Hispanic realities?
Well, that was fused for us when we began the classes of liderazgo. And so Gabby Matamoros approached me at St. Boniface, and she said, hey, do you think that you might be interested in coming 1 weekend a month? It goes on for a year or so, and you really can learn in Spanish the foundations of the Catholic Church. And I thought that sounded really good. Pedro was raised Catholic in Mexico, but had not a complete formation. And so I thought that would be great. Let me approach him and see if he wanted to start this process of Catholic formation along with other Spanish speakers. So they're not all from Mexico in the classes de liderazgo. It's a combination of many different countries, but all Spanish speakers. And so I thought this would be a great way for Pedro and I to grow together, but also for both of us to receive more formation in the Catholic Church in Spanish.
So that experience in terms of faith helped you to be more condensed, more close to the reality of our local Catholic church. That means in a very ritual manner from the Anglo community welcoming to all the migrations. In this context, the Hispanic migrations.
Yeah, it was really a welcoming experience led by our leader, Mayra. And it was a welcoming experience really on both parts. So both of the Anglo community to the Spanish-speaking community and vice versa.
Good.
I felt as the only English speaker, that was my English speaker in the class, that I felt very, very welcomed.
That is a very good message for all the people that have been listening to us today, that we can working together, learning together, and we have a lot to share in terms of faith, even if you came from the Irish background, German background, or South or Central American background. We have a lot to share, a lot to join together and to build this amazing Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So looking in more detail about this experience at the Curso de Liderazgo, could you please share with us a little bit what is the result in your life that you have been approaching as the God's presence, God's action through this experience?
That the actual formation classes lasted a year and a half. And then at the very end, there was a beautiful, beautiful graduation and presentation of a document that we had completed. By that time, we had formed a small group in St. Boniface with the Matamoros couple and Gabriela Finnegan and Pedro and myself. So from there, our mandate or kind of direction, I should say, from Bishop was to begin a Spanish Mass at St. Boniface. So we kind of looked at the map and we see that there's a Spanish Mass at Sacred Heart and one in Perry, but there was a large area that was unserved to the Hispanic people there in West Des Moines and into Waukee and Adel. So we are starting with the Mass every second Sunday of the month at St. Boniface. That is it's a bilingual Mass, but just very much infused with the Spanish language. It's very, very nice mix. We have Father Enrique that comes, and he really, of course, welcomes both Anglo and Spanish speakers. There are Masses. So they've been, so far, beautiful experience. We have a lot of different people that come to the Masses, but also we're getting now a group of people that are coming each time and forming a community. Our leader, Sister Dominga, she said to us in our classes that we're not really called to fill the pews. We are called to build up the people of God. So that we feel like we're doing that there at St. Boniface.
Very good, very good. Let us take a pause. Remember that we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for your support of Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Construction Professionals is a family-owned business dedicated to our customers. Whether designing, building, or renovating, we are here to better serve you. CPCustomHomes.com.
Thank you, Mi Patria Ecuadorian Restaurant, for underwriting Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada. Mi Patria is Iowa's only authentic Ecuadorian restaurant. For 7 years, Mi Patria has been serving traditional Ecuadorian dishes such as arroz con pollo, churrasco, ceviche, and hornado con mote. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Mi Patria is the heritage of Ecuadorian flavor in the heart of the Midwest, located at 1410 22nd Street in West Des Moines, 515-222-2755.
Are you Catholic or culture? Why not both? The Diocese of Des Moines is proud to present the Catholic Culture Lecture Series. Join us on the fourth Saturday of every month to learn more about the Catholic Church and how it applies to your life here in Des Moines. The upcoming lecture is on January 27th at St. Augustine's Parish Hall, featuring Bo Bonner on Lectio Divina. A social refreshments are at 7 p.m., the lecture at 7:30, and a Q&A at 8:30. All lectures are free and open to the public. For more information, call John Wynn at 515-237-5006. Straight talk.
You made a comment that I know if my mom was listening, the hair in the back of her neck would be standing up, okay?
Okay.
You said, well, I talk to these couples to be married all the time, and they have various reasons for cohabitating. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, the church is talking to people who are already cohabitating, and they're going to allow them to get married? What do you say to my mom?
Straight and to the point. That's Straight Talk, heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Gene Wells, Kelly Mesher-Collins, and Jason Collins.
R&R Realty helps you see the work of Jesus Christ through timely programs like Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Remember that this program you can listen tonight at 9 PM and a Spanish version, No Tengas Miedo, Sundays, 10:30 AM. Welcome back. And we have also Deb Cortez with us. And Deb, I'm curious to know how the rest of the American congregation from Waukee have been receiving this Spanish bilingual Mass.
We are very excited to have the Spanish Mass at St. Boniface. There are many people in town that speak Spanish. We have a large Spanish, we have 13 Spanish teachers in the city of Waukee, in the Waukee schools. So I've invited all of them to encourage their students to come to the Mass and just feel part of the Hispanic culture there. We have several people in the parish who are Hispanic and are also bilingual. So they were very thrilled that their culture was going to be brought into our community.
That is the message from Pope Francis. It's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's the hospital for the souls. And the hospital for souls that have been in isolated circumstances in the life. And we are an welcoming hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Through his welcoming, our Lord provides us everything that we are in need. And this kind of examples that we can join together, even if our have differences in terms of culture, language, we are called to live in together. I want to extend my gratitude to Deb to join us today, to Wilfrido Matamoros, Antonio in the controls area, to say thank you, and no tengamos miedo, be not afraid. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, send us out with confidence in your word to tell the word of your saving acts and bring holy glory to your name. Amen. Through intercession of the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, may the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be not afraid.
Afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.
Brought to you by Associated Ophthalmologists.